I'm delighted now to be joined by not one, but two mayors. Yes, because this is a very special week in Bath. I'm joined by our very own mayor, the Right Worshipful, the Mayor of Bath, Councillor and Professor Bharat Pankhania, and also by his counterpart in Alkmaar, Mayor Anja Schouten. Welcome. Now, this is a very important week. All twinning weeks are important for the cities involved, but this is the 80th anniversary. Tell us how this all started.
This is a very good human story. 80 years ago, we were war weary. We were tired. We were worn out. All sorts of destruction had taken place across Europe and, of course, in the United Kingdom. And then we had a person from Alkmaar who had managed to escape. He came to Bath, and the city of Bath looked after him. So this is the story of humanity. We looking after our fellow humans. And as a result, the twinning between Alkmaar and Bath has taken place. And then we've been friends for 80 years.
Yes, I agree. It's very special that during the war, when Bath had hard times for itself, still had an open heart for a country and a city in it, which nobody ever saw, and got to help us. You gave us what you can, money, clothes, a place for the children to get some recovery after the war. So that's a very special thing. It must be that Bath made a human decision to help Alkmaar. And in 80 years, there is so much exchange between schools, between sport clubs, between choirs. I went to the Bath Men Choir this spring in Alkmaar. But I've also been of one of the exchange kids who went to Bath 100 years ago or something when I was 12 with a youth choir. And that is very important. So if you say in Alkmaar, I go to Bath, everybody says, oh, that's nice. And everybody has special memories about going to Bath themselves or having people from Bath and have a good time with them. So it started as a special thing between people, and it still is. And we have to be very conscious with it. We have to take care of it because it's rare in this time of our lives.
Thank you both. Well, as a historian, I'm delighted with all the historical stories about this. And I think it's always curious that in the depth of war, which brings out, let's face it, some of the worst of humanity, we also have the best coming forward. I do feel a little sorry for Elias Prince, the gentleman in question who came over in 1940, because, of course, 2 years later, Bath itself was bombed. Nothing that Alkmaar didn't experience many times over, but he must have thought that he was being persecuted. But from there came these exchanges, as you say, Anja, of children. In the first instance, which has led to such a rich exchange between our two cities. Now, you have a very full programme today. Give us an idea of some of the things that you're going to do this week.
We have already met this morning and we discussed important issues, compare notes between Alkmaar and Bath on sustainability, global warming, climate change, transport, housing, tourism, and we learn from each other. And then we have a full program. We're going to meet later with the leader of the council, Kevin Guy, and again exchange ideas about how Alkmaar does things compared to how Bath does and learn from each other. And then, of course, we have civic reception later on this evening as well.
Yes, and adding to that, I'm looking forward to see more about your beautiful Roman Bath. And what you are doing with it, also bringing out the energy that gives the warm water in warming up the abbey. I'm very curious to see that. And there we will plant a tree and we plant bulbs in remembrance of Mr. Prince. And his son will attend to that. And that is very special because the story of Eli Prince is very important, is becoming even more important. So for the Jewish people in Alkmaar, and it's important to tell each other those stories, and especially what you say before, even when it's very dark, you can choose to do something small and something good. And we must remember that in all the things that's happening in the world, you still have a choice to do something good for somebody next to you or somebody on the other side of the sea and still have a good bond with each other. So it gives hope and it gives inspiration. And you have beautiful weather in Bath. I hear you have that all the time from the mayor. No, he didn't say that, but we will enjoy it. I think we have the same weather. And yes, we had a first meeting this morning, and we have a lot of things that we can talk about because we have the same goals to achieve in a very demanding world.
What I want to add to what you have already said, Anya, is this. Nations that break bread together, nations that talk to each other, people that talk to each other, people who break bread together, people who exchange cultural ties, usually don't fight and kill each other. And I think we need much more of this. And my bottom line is this. Don't necessarily be led by undereducated politicians. Lead with your heart and soul and your own moral compass, rather than somebody directing you to become enemies when we can actually be friends.
Important words, and as Anya has said, we don't live in a time that's perhaps any more peaceful than it was 80 years ago, and we have troubles around the world. But once again, Bath, and I would imagine the same is true in the Netherlands, has opened up its doors, in this case, to refugees from Ukraine. We have a very close relationship with there, and whatever the rights and wrongs of that conflict and whatever happens, that's for the politicians to sort out. I was going to say the grown-ups, but sometimes we wonder. But it's for them to sort out, but at a human level, at an individual level, we can open our doors, we can open our hearts, and we can welcome people in and care for them until such times as they're able to care for themselves. And who knows, perhaps at some stage in the future, we'll have a similar relationship with towns and cities in other parts of the world. On that point, where do you see the future of our own particular relationship? You've already talked about sharing policy ideas, but where do you see twinning and this particular relationship going in the future?
I think it's important that we keep it something from the people, because politics and government is not always trusted by people, unfortunately. So when we lead ourselves to be led by the people and see where the exchange is going in sports, in music, in schools, in friendships, even in marriages, I read about it, and in meeting each other, then we can bring also a very interesting professional exchange on it. But let we be very conscious in preserving it primarily an exchange between people, because then we have the best base for another 80 years. It started with people, let's build it further by people, and then the governments and the mayors and all, we will be led by the people. I think that's a very important thing to keep our eye on.
And I totally agree. As I said, instead of being led by politicians, we want to be led by people power. And people power is much more powerful. And all those cultural exchanges, the Boy Scouts clubs, the social clubs, the singing clubs, the visitors, the exchange of professionals, all of that creates a number of people, a population, a movement which says we want to be friends and we want to continue to be friends. And I think people power is much more powerful than political power.
Well, I know you're very busy. I'm going to thank both Mayor Schouten and Mayor Pankani for coming along and giving us their time. This is an exciting week, and who knows, may herald exciting weeks and years to come.